A suite of 11 bylaws updates were granted a third reading by Squamish Council members, paving the way for their adoption at a future council meeting. The District of Squamish held public hearings on September 12 in council chambers for the 11 bylaws. After hearing from the public, all 11 were granted third and final reading, 9 of which were passed unanimously and the remaining 2 by a 6-to-1 vote. The first bylaw update that had some opposition centered on a currently empty parcel of land on 39,773 and 39,775 Government Road. The bylaw update is meant to incentivize affordable rental housing and market rental housing on the land, if the owner decides to redevelop. Gary McKay, Senior Vice President of the Landowner Imagining Communities Together Group, told council that the update would make it not viable from a financial perspective and development will not occur without other density amendments and flexibility. Previously, by a narrow 4-to-3 vote, council opted to make this parcel have 15% affordable rental housing and 10% market rental housing. Before that amendment passed, it was 10% for both housing categories. Despite the reasoning levied by the landowner, council moved ahead and granted a third reading. I sincerely look forward to the owner or developer to come forward with a proposal for a rezoning that would allow them to develop in a way that is both bringing the community some housing and viable for them, said Cown. Andrew Hamilton. As the sole councillor opposed to the third reading, Cown. John French said, I worry that this 5% increase along with other factors will cause this property to sit undeveloped for an unacceptably long period of time. The other bylaw that passed by a vote of 6-to-1, centered on a zoning update to Unit B, 1005 Industrial Way, where the Sea to Sky BCSPCA operates. As the SPCA's temporary use permit is set to expire this year, the update is to rezone the specific unit to allow kennel and pet daycare. There were 2 written submissions about this update, both from nearby businesses that were concerned about parking issues, waste, noise that would result from housing animals, and safe and accessible outdoor areas for the animals to play. This one's a little bit tougher, said French, who voted in favor of the bylaw update. There are issues at this property that I didn't know existed until tonight. Ellipsis. I'm hoping that our friends and partners at the SPCA are hearing the concerns of their neighbors and do everything that they can to address those concerns within this property. Cown. Eric Anderson was the sole opposing vote to the bylaw update, who cited neighborhood interface issues in the business park. Secondly, we need to find solutions for operations, such as the SPCA, but I'm not convinced that this is a good location for those operations, he said. Contacted for a response after the meeting, Krista Larson, of the BCSPCA Sea to Sky Community Animal Center, told the Squamish chief that the organization has served Squamish and its neighboring regions since the 1970s and has operated the Sea to Sky Community Animal Center from 1005B Industrial Way since 2019. Out of this center, we provide sheltering and adoption services for cats and other small animals, such as rabbits and guinea pigs. It is important to note that we do not provide any sheltering or housing to dogs from the Sea to Sky Center and do not have dog kennels on site. Any puppies who are surrendered to the Sea to Sky Animal Center are almost immediately placed into foster homes, Larson said in an email. As an organization reliant on the support of our community, it is incredibly important to the BCSPCA that we are good neighbors to surrounding businesses. We have been working closely with Strata LMS 1332 to propose a number of solutions relating to concerns about parking and waste disposal at our center. As we continue working towards a resolution that is suitable for all parties, we are committed to maintaining this ongoing relationship, both with the District of Squamish and the Strata LMS 1332. Westway Apartments. Another bylaw update from the September 12 meeting allows for higher density at 38,171 to 38,185 Westway Avenue, which houses the Westway Apartments. It was unanimously granted a third reading by council. While there is no current redevelopment plan for the area with the municipality, This update allows for a higher density of the parcel so long as 10% of the density goes toward affordable rental housing and another 10% goes toward market rental housing. Council members heard from several members of the public about this change, who stated concerns about traffic and excessive speeding on Westway Avenue, and only one access to the neighborhood. French said he believed the best way forward to address those concerns was through the redevelopment of the site. "Where we've landed with this bylaw is where we need to be at this point with this particular property," he summarized. Anderson shared similar reasonings as French. "I just wish to acknowledge the comments made by a number of speakers emphasizing traffic safety issues, the issue of second access for Valleycliff," said Anderson. "We will, I'm sure, keep these issues in mind as we address other developments in this Stawamis Valley corridor." The final bylaw update that was ultimately given a third reading added clarity around the use of two dorm room buildings at Capilano University. The update clarified that use of the dorm rooms for short-term rental or tourist accommodations was only permitted between May 2 and August 31, as the district maintained housing agreements with these two residences that restrict their use to student housing between September 1 to May 1. The update did not add any new uses, but municipal planner Brian Daly clarified that the residences can allow workforce accommodations in these summer months if the stay was less than 30 days, which is the definition of short-term rental. This update passed by a vote of 6-0, as Hamilton declared a conflict of interest and recused himself as an employee of Capilano University. On October 3, there is another public hearing scheduled for a bylaw update that relaxes some of the rules for building 100% affordable housing developments. To watch the recent public hearings, visit the district's YouTube channel. Read about the bylaws on squamish.ca.